need your help. Can you come over here real quick? Do you know by any chance where the cleaning supplies are? You know, for someone who may have hypothetically need to clean up something. It surely isn't in the caretaker's room, is it? Well, let's just say that some little Hufflepuff may have hypothetically made a mess of themselves in the hypothetical hallway and would like to hypothetically clean it up. You know, before Peeves or the caretaker catches wind of it. Hypothetically, of course. Oh, just make advantage. You mean by cleaning it up? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me there's a vanishing spell for bodily fluids? I'm in my seventh year, well, eighth year, but I'm basically in my seventh year, and nobody's told me that. Yes, I would love for you to cast that spell for me. Oh, that would be perfect, and if you could teach me too, that would be wonderful. I'll fill you in on the details while we walk there, okay? I feel like I can trust you. I get it. I know. They always call me the Dolorous Dame, or the Dumbass Dame, because I'm the first person to get held back by Hogwarts in over a century. I think Dumbledore thinks something's wrong with me. It's not my fault or anything. The newts are very difficult and the owls are too. I'm not built for this. I'm built for other things. Like parties and fun. Anyway, I've been studying really hard in the library for the next test, and I just really, really had to go, and the food here never cooperates with me, so I kind of just released. I'm sorry, I'm a human being, you know? Well, a witch being, but still, it's not like they ever taught us this vanishing spell in the first place, which would be really, really useful. What's a 19-year-old witch to do other than, well, try to find someone to help her? Stop laughing. You'll get Peeves or the caretaker's attention, then I'll be done for. Just cast that gosh darn vanishing spell for me, please. I don't know what I could offer you in return. Aren't your parents well off? Of course they are. Of course you Slytherins are so proper and prim and perfect and amazing. You never do something stupid like this. Well, you look my age. I mean, almost older, to be honest. And, well, I could give you something in return. I just don't know if you'd like that from me. Oh, you would? Well, wonderful. Okay, so where would you like to go? Oh, that was fast. So you know a quiet place around here? Alright, just show me the way. Oh dear, I shouldn't be walking in front of you. Oh, you like that? Okay, I can keep trying to walk in front of you. But, jeez, I dropped my wand. Just give me a second. not much farther. That's wonderful. I can't wait to get there. Oh. I see me dropping my wand definitely got your attention. And his attention. I'm gonna take your trousers off. Is that okay? Alright. I'm just gonna get on my knees and pull this down. Wow. Your cock is certainly larger than ones I've ever seen. Although I haven't seen a lot, but wow. Oh, yeah, a cock. That's what muggles call it, at least. But I could call it something different. What do you usually call it? Oh. Oh, that's just silly. All right. You must be pretty sheltered, huh? I mean, good thing, or you would destroy House Gryffindor. I mean, literally. No pussy would be safe from a Slytherin. No, it's not a bad thing, really. The worst that could happen is a poor, naive Hufflepuff mistakes it for a broomstick and then tries to ride it. I'm probably that Hufflepuff. But I do know how to use a broom. Your cock is much bigger than a wand already. I'm gonna need two hands for you. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, thank you. I've been practicing. There's been a Ravenclaw too. You're my first Slytherin, though. And I think you might be a recurring friend. And you're a lot to handle. Haven't even shown you that muggle trick I talked about earlier. Oh, and thank you for making that little accident disappear. But I can make your broomstick disappear too. I've never been with someone as big as you, but you know us Hufflepuff girls. We'll just keep trying. This wasn't the only muggle trick I learned last summer. Nope. Now I know how you Slytherin boys can be. I won't show you those tricks unless you fulfill your end of the bargain. One of my muggle friends told me that you can tell when a boy's getting close by when he starts thinking irrationally. And I just thought about how right she was. You taste horrible. I love it. Hey, what did you expect? I would never lie to you. I mean, everything I said, in fact, is the full truth. Well, besides saying hypothetically, I think you owe me a lesson on vanishing spells now. I made your cock disappear, and I made your seed go away as well. So, fair is fair. And now, you're gonna have to teach me how to make all of this saliva vanish, because it's all over my face and hands.